From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley discussed several topics, including North and South Korea. She said just because the North and South are, quote, holding hands, doesn't mean the threat has gone away. She warns that the U.S. will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
We're not going to just talk and think that they've suddenly seen the, you know, seen their ways and seen the way out. They have to tell us they're going to stop with the testing. We have to see that the testing actually stops, and then we have to know that they're going to eliminate the program.
Haley added, if North Korea doesn't do the right thing, the U.S. has options on the table. Meanwhile, in a Reuters interview, U.S. President Donald Trump has accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions and said Pyongyang is making daily progress in its quest to develop ballistic missiles that can reach the United States. In Wednesday's Oval Office interview, Trump praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies to North Korea, but said it could do much more to help constrain Pyongyang. At least 12 people were killed Wednesday in twin suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. VOA's Hausa Service reports the explosion struck in a market in the Borneo state capital. At least one of the attackers was female, according to the witnesses. About 48 were injured, and they were in hospitals. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary